UFO News, 20th of April, 2022. One has to wonder why the Obama Presidential Library has so many classified UFO files in it. As just another citizen, I never gave it a thought a presidential library would contain classified files. It seems to me these libraries should be open to the public, not just for some of the documents, but all. If there are documents which are classified, this doesn't seem to be the place for them. This makes me wonder what is being hidden from us in other presidential libraries. Could it be, there are documents which would answer some very important questions, not just on UFOs but other serious matters? There is enough UFO material to keep me writing on it every day if this was what I wanted to do, but it would prevent me from talking about other subjects which also interest me. I do feel, however, that UFO material is important, and that is the reason I write about it so much. Lately, North Carolina has become a sort of hotspot for UFOs, also known as UAPs. While renaming UFOs has worked somewhat, many people still use the previous title. At the end of January 2022, a man in North Carolina claimed to have a strange experience. He was walking on the beach. It was kind of weird for him since the beach was misty and gave an outworldly appearance to the scene. The mist was said to look like what the inside of a cloud must look like. Two orbs appeared out of the mist. They remained for a few seconds and disappeared. I can only imagine how strange that scene must have been. More people than ever are attributing the appearance of some UFOs to time travel by our future relatives. They believe the Greys are really us after we evolved over tens of thousands of years. If they are us, it looks like they suffered from lack of exercise with those spindly legs and arms. Anyway, we have just made a tiny breakthrough in warping time, but it was accomplished at the smallest scale ever. The area used was only 1 millimeter. Scientists from the Institute of Standards and Technology and the University of Colorado Boulder have used atomic clocks to prove this. They placed two of the most accurate clocks only 1 millimeter apart, which is 1/25th of an inch. The clocks showed there was a slight time difference between them. Einstein has said there is no absolute concept of time. Atomic clocks on average only lose 1 second in 15 billion years. This experiment could lead someday to helping us discover a way to actually time travel, if that is possible at all. Think of it this way: one clock was showing the time in the past while the other the present, which could also have been a past time if another clock was placed a millimeter ahead of it. Confused? I am. Arizona had a study conducted and it showed there was over 4,600 known UFO sightings in that state. I have always said there is far more unreported sightings than reported. Many of the sightings were of short duration. In late February 2022, an object was seen hovering. It was over a creek. As the witness watched, it continued to hover for about 1.5 minutes, then left. It was described as being round, which seems to indicate a traditional shaped UFO. There was a UFO sighting in 1966 which had many witnesses, including a policeman. It took place in Michigan in the Dexter area. What was really strange about it was the sightings took place over a 3-week period. It is said some of the witnesses were brutally ridiculed for their reports on the event. You can imagine when an event occurs over so long a period, there had to be a lot of witnesses, and there were. Two police on patrol were called to an area because of strange lights. As they were going to the area, apparently an object descended and hovered over a lake in front of the witnesses. It was described as cone-shaped with colored lights. Both police saw an object which they said looked like an upside-down Christmas tree. The police said they never reported it because they didn't want to look like crazy men. A UFO investigator who has appeared in many articles lately, too many to be exact, has once again said he saw a UFO. While he usually sees alien artifacts and UFOs behind every bush, this time he may have something. He reported seeing a UFO over the Ukrainian city of Kyiv, and he is not the only one. His description is very similar to the shape of a white painted missile fired by the Russians. However, others have said they have seen more traditional UFOs over the country. War, it seems, is one of the things which attract UFOs, as witnessed by the Vietnam War, especially where many UFOs were seen and where it was claimed some even destroyed a few weapons of war, such as an American Swift boat and badly damaged an Australian ship. A British woman is claiming she saw a diamond-shaped UFO and it was during daylight hours. Many people think the diamond-shaped UFOs could be ours and are nuclear-powered, because there have been times when they have been seen escorted by US planes and helicopters, and while this was going on, nuclear radiation was detected, which unfortunately harmed some people on the ground. Another UFO has said to have been discovered, but this time it is on Google Earth and at the bottom of the ocean. It is true, the object seems to be perfectly round, too perfect for a natural object, but it certainly could be man-made and was part of a ship or its cargo. The problem is the estimation of its size, which is 5 miles in diameter. If it is indeed that large, this changes everything and it should be investigated. Also, while it seems to be laying on the ocean floor, that could be an optical illusion and it might be a depression. Here is a new twist. Remember that UFO video from the Navy which involved the Nimitz incident? One of the sailors from the ship returned to his wife and children in Virginia. So far there is nothing unusual about that, but what followed next is very strange. Two times they saw a strange wolf-like creature which was walking on two legs. The creature was at a window looking into their home.